Just one halakha, integral halakha in the laws of Sisit that we just finished learning in the beginning of Siman Yud Aleph. The Torah says when it comes to Sisit Gidilim Ta'aseh Lach, that you have to make the Gidilim, the strings, Lach. The rabbis learn from there that the Torah is telling you that the strings must be made Leshem Mitzvat Sisit. What does that mean? That means when they take the wool off the animal's back, so it's not spun yet into wool, into strings. So they have to take it and they spin it. Halakha says that that process called tiviyah must be l'shem mitzvah tisit, for the sake of the mitzvah. Which means if, let's say, somebody spun the strings, but they didn't have to come enough as tisit, it's forbidden to use these strings, the pasul mena Torah. And not only that, but Johann Aruch says it must be verbalized. It's not enough to think the Shem Mitzvah Tzitzit. You actually have to say verbally at the beginning of the process, the Shem Mitzvah Tzitzit. Now, although Johann Aruch writes that if a person said it in the beginning of the process, so it would be okay for the rest of the process. He doesn't have to say it every day. Let's say he started spinning the wool and it takes, I don't know, 3 days. So on the first day he said, Shem Mitzvah Tzitzit. Well, for sure if he said that whatever I'm doing for this whole process of the Shem Mitzvah Tzitzit, clearly it's going to be enough. The question would be, that the Mishnah Berurah discusses, is let's say he started off with Machshava. He didn't even start off with Machshava, he started off with nothing. He started spinning the wool, not thinking of anything. And then in the middle of the process, he said, oh, the Shem Mitzvah Tzitzit. Shnabu Ratz is no good. We don't say that since he finished the Shema, he started the Shema. However, the Shnabu Ratz does bring down that if he started with Machshava and then continued B'dibur, it's okay because we have a Sefik Sifika. Again, this is another question that's brought down by the Poskim, that can the Lishma be done by machine? Which means today you can spin strings, I guess, by the machine, push a button, electric machine. It's a big machlok and a poskim. We're not getting into all the nitty gritty of it, but Chacham Ben Tzion Alav Shalom says you cannot have Lishma by a machine. Chacham Avadya Alav Shalom argued. And therefore, why should one put himself in this predicament? Today, Baruch Hashem, it's possible to get the strings Tviya Lishma Avodat Yad, that was done by hand. Again, if you have machine, you can have rely on Chacham Avadya to be lenient on. But if you're able to do it the right way, according to all opinions, and it's available today, any store will sell you for a few, you know, extra pennies, Tviya Lishma Mitzvah Tzitzit and Avodat Yad, that was done manually. And that is the halakha l'maaseh.